This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. I hope you'll take just a few minutes out of what I'm sure is a very busy day and to consider 5 Gospel Minutes, 5 minutes with the Word of Jesus Christ. I'm studying with you at this present time on qualities of the love of God for man. Last time we noted that the love of God is universal. It applies to everybody. God loves every person in this world, including you and me. Now today I want to note that the love of God is tenacious. And I want to base this upon a passage of Scripture found in Isaiah chapter 31, verses 4 and 5, in which the picture is given of a lion who has perhaps killed something like an antelope. In other words, this lion has found something that will be its food. And men are trying to scare it away from it. But the lion will not be scared away. You know, God uses the things of nature. He uses the birds of the air. He uses the plants of the field. He uses animals. He uses such things even as little ants, little conies, locusts, and spiders, to say, look at these things and learn this lesson. So it is that God has told us that we should learn the lesson of the tenacity of the love of God. By that we mean that God's love simply will not let go. I know sometimes as each of us faces perplexity, we don't know what to do. We face various decisions to be made and we can't decide which one to make. When we face various tribulations, when we realize that we are suffering a great deal and perhaps even facing death, we may feel that others have forsaken us, but I can certainly assure you that God's love will not let go. So God's love is not only universal, it is tenacious. And further, it is protective. Right in that same passage in Isaiah 31 and verse 5, we find God's love described under the figure of a bird fluttering. Now I'm sure that all of you who've ever been hunting and have perhaps scared some kind of bird, you would see some of these birds who will fly away and give the impression that perhaps their wings are broken so that they cannot really fly very well. Calculated to get you to think, well, I can run after that bird and catch it since it's injured. But no matter how fast you run and no matter how much it may seem to be injured, it can stay ahead of you just a bit. And if you get too close, it'll fly away, showing you that it really wasn't injured at all. Now what's happening here is the bird is leading you away from its nest where its eggs or its little ones are located. And so it is God protects us. There are all kinds of ways that the providence of God works in the lives of men and women. We live in the best of all possible worlds for the purpose that God had in giving it to us. We ought to be thankful for it. We ought to be able to say, God's wonderful world. It isn't the wonderful world of Disney, it's the wonderful world of God. God has given us a world in which we have so many blessings, and above all, we have the blessing of His love. And God's providence is at work in the life of each and every one of us, working to the end of our loving and obeying the Lord Jesus Christ. Further, we find, as we study in the Bible, that God's love is understanding. For instance, I recall the passage in Psalms 103, verse 13. God compares His love to the love of a father. Now, this is done in various places in the Bible, but I want to call this one in particular to your attention at this moment. Now, I have 3 children, my wife and I do. We have 2 daughters and a son. They're all now grown, but I can remember when my little boy was 2 or 3 years of age. I certainly did not mean for him to act as a person who was 25. I didn't expect that kind of maturity of him. Neither does God expect you to be a great mature person when you're merely a babe in Christ. He understands that we're weak. He understands our frame. He knows that we're dust. Do not despair with yourself because God does not despair with you. God's love is understanding.